Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hey.
Hey, Goo. Goo's in Texas. Family reunion.
You think he's listening?
I could see Guru with the Odyssey app downloaded, with his family around him, and him saying, well, let's keep listening. They might be talking about me.
Dude, it's like 90 degrees in Texas right now, probably humid.
What's going on, Goo? How you doing?
Yeah, I hope he's doing all right.
Yeah, we know you're listening. I got a question to ask you about a player that I'm not too fond of.
It's not Schneeman. Please tell me it's not Schneeman.
What's going on with this guy? He's driving me nuts.
Schmidt?
I don't like my second baseman running out the left field to catch a pop-up. That's what Tyler Fitzgerald did two nights ago. Anyway, you know the play I'm talking about. Anyway, so last year this guy hits 15 home runs in 300 and some at-bats.
Hit 10 of them in like 1 month.
Yes. He's got two homers this year. Tyler Fitzgerald, please explain.
Yeah, he's not very good. Well, look, he's really fast. That's what everyone keeps telling me. He had one great month of baseball last year, but he swings and misses a lot. He doesn't walk a ton. And defensively, for as great of an athlete as he is supposed to be, he's not all that great. I think he kind of represents to me what the Giants have been associated with the last couple of years, which is a player that is a mile wide and an inch deep. He does a ton of different things, but he doesn't really do any of them very well. Like, he's not horrible, but he's not very good. And that's why, second base is a position that I think isn't often noticed, just because the players usually don't make a ton of mistakes. They're not involved in a bunch of, big situations. But it is an important position, and the Giants have really gotten nothing from second base. To me, the fact that we haven't discussed Tyler Fitzgerald to this point has been because what they've had at first base has been so bad that he's almost just been let off the hook.
Yeah, two homers this year. And that's, that's when I look at this lineup, and I see Fitzgerald, Bailey, Schmidt, and here's the problem. I'm still throwing Adames in there. I mean, he's still not hitting. So there are too many holes in that lineup. But Fitzgerald's a guy that Fitzgerald and Schmidt, are they good enough?
No, they're not. And
in fairness, Schmidt should be a super utility guy when everybody's healthy.
Well, but Fitz is 8-for-53 in his last 17 games. Like you said, in .150 for the last, three quarters of a month. That's not going to help you win very many games. And it's funny, like, I'm looking at some of the, like, the game notes from the Giants for today. The amount of players, so they have a little tab for hit streak, right?
All right.
Like, Yasmin tearing the cover off the ball. He's got an 8-game hit streak.
All right.
Good for him. There are more guys in the Giants game notes, their lineup right now, that have a negative next to hit streak than guys with a hit streak. For example, Wilmer Flores has a negative 4 in his hit streak column. That means it's been 4 straight games without a hit.
Yeah, pitched it 2 nights ago.
Sure, he's 0 for his last 10.
Line drive.
0 for his last 10.
Sure.
You need guys that actually can hit to hit, because you have Fitzgerald, you have Bailey, you right now have Schmidt by virtue of Chapman's injury. All of those guys, that's 3 outs. That's a third of your lineup, Steiny.
Yeah. It's almost like they needed more than one bat.
Yeah. Well, but didn't we know that, though?
Yeah, I think we did. I think we did. But, again,
It shouldn't take away from how big of an acquisition Devers was. But, again, he can't hit for all of these other players. Adamas, right, I still have to kind of wait and see, because he's the one guy that I actually do think should benefit the most from Devers. I think their relationship is really important. I think that where Adamas has been hitting in the lineup right in front of Devers should get him better pitches to hit. So I still need a little more time to see what the kind of the impact on Willie is from Rafi.
Gotcha. All right. Speaking of Rafael Devers, I want to talk a little bit more about him. On the morning roast today, Shasky and Spadoni had Will Fleming on. He's the Boston Red Sox play-by-play man, and he's Dave Fleming's brother, but he knows the organization inside and out. And those guys were asking him about Devers, his personality, what he's like. This is Will Fleming talking about this guy's stature in a clubhouse and what he means to an organization.
That stuff is real, the stuff that's coming out about, you know, his intransigence and his unwillingness to do some of those things. The only thing I can liken it to is like a broken marriage in a way, where you just hope that it just was poisoned and it was never going to get better in that way. Just the communication and the feelings were hurt on both sides.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
So, I just think if he comes here when he's here now, I think that it has a chance to be a great new start for him. And I don't think he's ever going to be like the face of the franchise, of any franchise. He's never going to do a ton of media. He's never going to talk a lot. And that's fine. And by the way, the Red Sox acknowledged that too when they gave him $300+ million. They never asked him to do a lot of that stuff. They said, we just want you to hit. And hit he does.
That was Will Fleming. A couple things I want to get into there that he said. The whole thing about being a face of a franchise. Does that matter to fans? If he's not. And it sounds to me like he's clearly not. It feels to me he's more like a cross between Andrew Wiggins and Jimmy Butler. I'm going to take everybody's word for it that he doesn't want to be Steph Curry.
Well, Jimmy's been the face of a franchise.
Yeah, I just mean like the reluctance. And Jimmy's not a big media guy. Jimmy Butler.
No, but this is... I think the jury's still out. And the reason's this. Devers has never had to be the face of a franchise. When he came into the league, Mookie Betts was the face of the Red Sox.
All right.
When Mookie left, to some extent, Xander Bogaerts was still the face of the Red Sox. When they were competing, when they were really good. Like, he's always had a couple of big brothers, so to speak, that have had that mantle. He's never needed to assume it. Now, I don't think that, you know, from Fleming and from other people as well, like, you know, maybe the media availability, the community efforts, being out in San Francisco, that's probably not something that I expect from Devers. But I do wonder if this is an opportunity for him, still age 28, 29 in his career, almost 10 years in, to take the next step forward as becoming a leader. Like, he was never used to being that guy.
Right.
But that's the clubhouse he grew up in Boston. He's in a different clubhouse now. And Adamas is a leader in that
right.
clubhouse. It's his first season. Chapman's obviously a leader among the position players. Webb is probably the face, or has been the face for them. I do think there's an opportunity for Devers to be maybe not a public face, but certainly a private one. And that would be the next, I guess, I don't know, maybe a step in his career.
Yeah, I. It sounds to me like he kind of just wants to play and not get into a lot of the pomp and circumstance. So Adamas is absolutely a leader, and Chapman does it in his way. So you're right. I don't think Devers talks enough to be the face of a franchise. And he doesn't talk a lot. And there's a language issue. But I do think he seems to be the kind of guy, I'm with you with Adamas and just being in that clubhouse. But it sounds to me like if there's leaders in a clubhouse, he'll be fine. Then, because he just wants to come in and play all the time. You know, just play, keep his mouth shut, and go home. And so he doesn't have to be a leader here if those other guys are going to do it. Or, quite frankly, if Posey can put together a clubhouse, and maybe he is already, that resembles those giant championship years where there were quiet leaders and then everybody else just fell into place.
No, but, well, being, you have an issue with him also not being a leader? I think it's a bit different in baseball than it is in other sports. Like, Bonds wasn't a leader. He led by example.
No, I don't think it's a deal breaker at all. But I do think leadership's important. Like, certain guy, yeah, if Devers were a leader, that would be great. But you know what? I look at Posey in his playing career. You know, was he a leader? To me, you could answer it two different ways, yes or no.
I think Posey was.
He was, but he was the last thing from a vocal leader. He clearly led by example, and he set a tone in the clubhouse that he had enough respect that everybody followed it. And he also had great teammates that were aligned with him, whether it was, you know, Crawford or Belt or Pence or whoever. So if Chapman and Adamas and Webb are going to occupy that role in this clubhouse, then Devers is fine just to be a part of it. He doesn't have to be a leader. I mean, yeah, it's great if your best player is a leader, but if they've got other, and I think you're right, baseball doesn't have to necessarily be your leading scorer, as it were in basketball, your best player, because there are more players to kind of pick you up. Like, there's less of a burden.
I mean, in my mind, the way that Rafael Devers becomes a leader or assumes leadership, it's really only one path for him. Hit. That's the only way, because that's all he knows.
Right.
Rafi Devers speaks one language, baseball. And I hate to break it to people, but he ain't playing the field anytime soon. So the only way that he's going to speak the language that he knows and has displayed at a very high level for a long time is he got to hit. And the moment he starts hitting, I do think people will start to look at him as maybe not the traditional kind, but a leadership type role.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I don't really care if he's not a leader on this particular team right now, right here. One of the reasons is he's still only 28 and he's in a brand new environment. I liken it a little bit to when Wiggins came to the Warriors. So when Wiggins came to the Warriors, his reputation wasn't as elite as Devers as a player. But over the course of 3 or 4 years, Wiggins became entrenched. We got to know him more. He was part of a championship team. And by the end of it, I think that the fans respected him and really liked him, even though he wasn't the most vocal guy. It's just going to take Devers a little bit of time and for him to start putting his stamp on this team. But I kind of feel like he'll fall into the Wiggins category of he just wants to play, he kind of wants to be left alone. And as long as he's doing what he did in Boston here, he'll be fine.
Yeah, but what he did in Boston got him in trouble.
You're talking about not playing certain positions. And
no, I also think that when the Red Sox, from what I can tell, just from reading, talking to Jun Lee yesterday, I think I gleaned this. And maybe it was unfair for the Red Sox to just assume that he was going to do this. But I do think when they paid him $300+ million, they expected him to be more of a leader. They expected him to be more of a veteran presence for those young guys. I think they expected him to take on more of, again, it's like, kind of the big Poppy role, you know, and that's unfair. I think Poppy's one of the greatest hitters of all time, but Devers is certainly on that track, and he's been beloved up until this season, but Rafi Devers clearly did not want that limelight that all of the other greats that have come through Boston, at least in the public eye, were concerned with.
Well, and you know, this to me with him in Boston must have been a chicken and the egg type of thing. Because had they handled it right, maybe he wouldn't have grown disillusioned. Or if he had handled it differently, the Red Sox would have felt differently about Devers. But he doesn't need to be the face of this franchise, at least not right now. And I don't think you can be it overnight when nobody knows who you are. And everybody's just getting to know this guy. But that's the other thing that I look at as a positive is Chapman, Adames, Webb, Devers, Ramos, Jung-Hoo Lee in an ideal world. Like they're all going to they're going to be the core for the next 3 to 5 years. And I look at it more like a leadership group, if you will, rather than one guy is the leader of this team.
Yeah, the one thing about Wiggins, though, it's like he never had to be that player. I think they wanted him to be before in Minnesota, but when he got to Golden State, he was never going to be that guy. So he was allowed to be himself. You know, how the Giants, I do think the other effect that Posey has is I'm not sure anybody is going to be able to assume the face of the franchise position while Posey is running things.
Huh.
Because that's your face. Like Posey was it as a player. He's now that as an executive. And it kind of takes some pressure off of your stars because everyone's just going to look to Buster. And I know he's not playing anymore, but in a way, I kind of think it's like, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. Like, we already got that guy.
I think he can set a tone from the front office. There's got to be. First of all, if Eldridge comes up and is the real deal, he'll become the face of the franchise. Like, you don't think anybody can. Like, you think Buster Posey is going to outshine some of the players on a successful team?
Well, not if he's a megastar, but you're assuming that Eldridge is going to come up and hit 40 homers a year.
Right, I am. But what about if Devers, his next 8 years are like his previous 8 years?
Will he
be the face of the San Francisco Giants?
I don't.
In 5 years?
I don't. Because...
And it's because he's not good enough? Personality?
No, it's because who brought him here. Like, he's... Like, Posey's directly responsible for him being on the team.
Huh.
That's how
I just never thought about it that way.
Well, that's how I read it. I also think it's hard to assume... I don't know. Unless you're someone that really resonates with, you know, your fan base, and to me, makes an effort to become entrenched in the community, which I have no reason to assume that Devers is going to do. Not that that's a bad thing. It just doesn't seem like it's who he is. I think it's hard for a player that's not homegrown to do that.
I do too.
Look at any sport. It's all the players that have been traded to a different locale that have become the stars or the faces, the representative for their teams, are, I think, generally out in the community. Like, they make an effort to, like Hunter Pence.
Okay. You know,
like, Hunter Pence was a trade acquisition, but I associate him more with the Giants than I do even the Astros, who I think he played most of his career with. And it's because he made an effort to really connect with the Bay Area. Like, he's from Texas, and you would never know it.
Right.
Because of how much he resonates with this fan base and with this area.
I was the guy that came to mind for me and was Kevin Durant. And so I thought, okay, Kevin Durant played for another team, and then he came to the Warriors. I know how it ended, but I think for the most part, the Bay Area, the Warrior fans embraced Durant. And he wasn't a leader. I think we can all agree with that. But he didn't have to be here. Now, his stature may be a little higher than Devers in terms of their playing ability, but I thought Kevin Durant, for the most part, was appreciated here. I know there was a... you know, a smaller contingent that didn't like that he was signing the 1 year deals and his, you know, some of his characteristics, or whatever. But I thought for the most part, he was a star. He came to the Bay, played for the Warriors. Everybody really liked him, helped him win. And then he left. Like, I think Devers could basically be that for the Giants over a longer period of time.
Well, then Now,
he wasn't the face of the Warriors, but could he have been had he stayed here 6 years?
No.
Never?
No chance.
Okay. Well, the Giants don't have a Curry.
That's what I'm saying. But even Durant was, I mean, look, didn't he build a basketball court in Oakland?
He probably did, yeah.
I mean, he donated a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? I know that Durant isn't maybe as well-liked now as he was back then. He was with the Warriors, but he did do a lot in the community here, and he might not get credit for it, but again, like, Devers doesn't strike me as the kind of person that we're going to see parading down Market Street. Like, he's just not, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I do think there has to be some form of effort. And we're still getting to know him. Maybe he does turn into this guy. But right now, he doesn't appear to me to be Steiny, like, the kind of guy that is going to just suddenly become the fan favorite because he's making the effort.
Right. God, he sounds like a few guys that have come through here. You know who else he sounds a little bit like, a little before your time?
Who?
Sounds a little like Latrell Sprewell. Another guy just wanted to play. Not really be bothered, talk to the media a little, but only because he had to. He wasn't a jerk to the media, but wasn't his most favorite thing to do. Definitely did not want to be a leader. Absolutely just wanted to come to the gym, play, and go home and not be bothered. But I'm actually more interested in your thought about Posey, that as long as Posey's here, assuming a megastar isn't acquired, that Posey's going to be the face of this franchise for the foreseeable future.
I do.
Huh.
I think it's because he set such a high bar as a player, and so far he's, I think, done a really good job as an executive. Like, in a way, for a player to become more of a face than Buster Posey, they're going to have to accomplish something similar to what he did as a player. And I know, for people that forget, Posey wasn't just a champion. Posey was a most valuable player. Posey is a Hall of Fame baseball player. He might be a first ballot catcher. Like, Buster Posey was a bad dude. And that's just a really high bar for me to clear.
Yeah, I wonder, I think it's going to have a lot to do with how things play out. But I do want to get, I want to talk a little bit more of that, more about that. The Buster Posey factor, and will a Giants player be able to break through and be the face of the franchise, or the next star that comes out of San Francisco, or is this all about Buster Posey right now? 888-957-9570. And not that that necessarily is a bad thing. Hey, you know what's coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. The Valkyries take on Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. And you can hear the game right here on 95.7 and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they're on the call. And you can watch the games on KPIX+. Pregame starts at 6:30. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and that segment also brought to you by Ceramani Ford.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.